I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery. Prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, it's me on the microphone. I'm solo. Oh God, this is going to be terrible. Hi, welcome to another episode of Rachel Uncensored. I am solo today because it's Christmas time and I have to quarantine so that I can hang out with my family, and I am hanging out with my family, so I wanted them to be guests, but they were all too busy for me. So I'm solo. My brother and Jessica are super busy, so is my sister, and my dad was busy with Trent, and my mom was busy with I'm a busy family. So it's just me today. It's going to be a little special episode. So I'm sitting here with a cup of tea because Christmas time, I want warm drinks, and I already had a cup of coffee and more cups of coffee. So now I'm having a cup of tea. So this is my drink for today. I did not think I should be getting drunk at 11:20 a.m. on a Wednesday. So it's just tea. I'm gonna have a little sip. It's too hot. I can tell it's too hot. Never mind. We'll sip that later. But hello, welcome to today. We're posting Wednesdays now instead of Mondays. Because come this new year, this is just, what is this podcast? Oh, what are we going to do? I asked Instagram to ask me questions or if they wanted advice from me. And so we're going to answer a couple of those things. But first, I want to give a little announcement. I am switching the podcast days around. So come this new year, or starting now, Rachel Uncensored, will be every other Wednesday, and All Things Internet will be every single Monday, and my friend Emily will be doing it with me instead of my mother. So if you're interested in my podcast, that's what it is. I have a podcast YouTube channel, and then just these things on whatever you're listening to this, Spotify, Apple, the website, who knows? Google Play? Do people do Google Play? The only reason I know about Google Play is my Best Fiends brand deal, which I do have one in a little bit. Anyway, hi. This is weird not having someone to bounce off of, but guess what? I can fill time. I live stream all the time just solo. My whole job is solo. So here we go. I asked Instagram for some questions and whatnot, and I picked out just a few. I wasn't going to try and go crazy. I want to give in-depth answers and not just like one little hit and quit it. No hit and quit it. Blaze, you weren't supposed to be in here. I closed the door. He doesn't care. That's my dog. All right. It's Rachel Uncensored, so I let these questions be a little more in-depth than I would on my YouTube channel. So this isn't just a normal Q&A. It's a Rachel Uncensored Q&A. I was going to put the people's questions up on the screen when I'm like, because that's what you do in YouTube world, but people ask these questions privately, and so I don't think I'm going to display them on the screen. Sorry, YouTube. But here we go. Someone wants to know, what was your first thought after kissing a woman for the first time compared to a man? Well, so the thing is, I had kissed girls before I realized I was gay. There were college days when you're drunk, and girls often just make out with each other because it's safer than making out with a guy. And so I had definitely kissed girls before, and I remember it not being the same feeling as now. Back then, I didn't realize I was gay, and I was stifling those feelings. And so I remember, like, I enjoyed it, but I was like, I just like making out. I don't care who it is. I mean, I did care. I didn't want some, like, creepo making out with me. But I was just like, I'm drunk, blah, blah, blah. These are my friends. And so those feelings, like, it wasn't like I kissed a girl for the first time and I was like, oh, I'm gay. It was just like my whole life where I was just like, I'm straight, but this is fun. I'm straight. She's cute. I'm straight. I like that. And just completely disregarding my feelings, completely ignoring the fact that I'm extremely gay. And I think I'm really good at believing myself and lying to myself, I guess, or just stifling feelings. I don't know. But then once I realized I was gay and then kissed my girlfriend for the first time, that was completely different. I was like, oh my, just yes. Her lips are softer. It's more gentle, but then I like it when she's more rough. It's a whole thing. So it's way better than kissing a man. I like how, like, softer it is. And I'm not, like, talking about, like, oh, it's, like, gentle. I'm talking about, like, her lips and face are soft. And not, like, rough, like, a man's face is all rough. And you get all, like, if you make out with a guy and they have, like, stubble, your face gets all, like, red and gross. You can actually get infections. There are girls who get massive infections on their chin from guys making out with guys, and they're like beards, they're like stubble cut the girls, and then like he's not clean or her face isn't clean, and like it gets infected and she gets these nasty things all over her face. No thank you. Luckily never had that happen to me, but I'ma stick with the soft face of a woman and the soft lips of a woman. It's nice. It's definitely nice. But yeah, my first time kissing women, I didn't realize I was gay. I really don't know how. I was just really good at lying to myself, I guess, and just completely being oblivious. I have become more self-aware as a human in the last few years and like really taken a look at myself, and maybe that's why I realized everything or whatever. But I was like single, ready to mingle and made out with girls and still was like, I'm straight. I don't understand. I don't get it. So that's my first time. I don't think it counted until I kissed my girlfriend, when I was like actually out of the closet. And then that's when I was like a beautiful angels coming down from the heavens, singing me the softest song, whispering into my ear, and just glory everywhere. That's all. Okay. Someone asked me, would you rather elope or have a big wedding? So I am someone that has never dreamed of my wedding. I have never fantasized it. I've never like thought about any part of it. I think it would be cute. I want to like dance with my dad, I guess. I also, this is a shock to many people, especially since my life and my job is the internet. I don't like being the center of attention. That's okay. In some spaces, yes. When I'm hanging out with my friends, it's fun. I don't want to be ignored. No one likes to be ignored. But I don't have that desire to be in front of the giant party and have everyone be looking at me. That is not my goal. I don't like that. I can do it and I'm good at it. I can get on stage and perform. I can get in front of a group of people and make a toast or a speech, but I don't enjoy it. And so the thought of having a massive wedding doesn't really like tickle my fancy. I rather have a really small wedding of just like immediate family and friends or whoever wants to be there. You don't have to dress up. I spend no money on it and then spend all my money on like a month long honeymoon. That is my actual dream. If big or eloping, I guess I would go elope, but I know that my mom would be crushed if I did that. So that is my only thing, is me being a people pleaser and loving my mom so much that I don't think I could handle. Oh, my girlfriend's texting me. Sorry. Still get distracted. What was I saying? Oh, the only reason I wouldn't elope is because my mom would be so mad at me, and the people pleaser in me couldn't do it. But I think I'd rather elope than have a giant wedding. Okay, this is Rachel Uncensored. So this next question, someone just said masturbation question mark. Here's my thoughts on masturbation. It can be extremely healthy, and studies have shown that it's actually healthier to masturbate than not. My problem comes in is I think porn is really bad. It can be really bad for you, for your mental health. It can be an addiction. It can make real sex and intercourse or whatever less pleasurable. And it can make it so you can only come to porn. Porn is very, very addictive. They've studied it. It's like a drug. And I have no problem with sex workers. If everyone is safe, make your coin. But porn itself is really unhealthy for people. So I have no problem with masturbation. I think that's really, it can be very healthy for people. Obviously, you can get addicted to masturbation too. But, you know, do your thing in a healthy manner. But porn is where I say it starts getting like, if you need porn to masturbate, then that's a whole issue. And it is really, it's really hurting people's mental health and their views of sex and how they perform sex and what their expectations going into it. It can get really gross. So this is my true feelings. I have no problem with masturbation, but I do have a problem with porn. I don't think like, oh, you watch porn, you're disgusting. Not at all. I think that porn can very quickly become a negative part of your life. It can very, very quickly become an addiction or influence you negatively or make it so you have different expectations or problems in the bedroom. So that's what it is. If you think it's healthy, that's on you. But there's studies and I've read articles. I haven't done my own research, but I've read articles about it, and it can be very harmful and dangerous very quickly. So masturbation, yes. Porn, no. There you go. And also, listen, now I'm also going to talk, why not talk about this? I think women, okay, the world and the sex world has very much been dominated by what men want and how to please men, that women end up not knowing what they want and how to please themselves. And so many women can't come from sex. So my thing is, women need to, they don't need to. If you're a woman that has an issue with coming or enjoying sex or whatever it is, explore your own body and figure out what you like on your own and then communicate that to your partner. And then that can help you. So I think it's actually important for women so that they know what they like to figure it out on their own before you involve another person. Same with men, but for some reason it's easier with men. But women, I do think, need to explore a little bit more to understand themselves more. Because your partner should want to please you in bed. And so if they ask you, which they should, what do you want? What do you like? You should be able to answer that question. Because if you don't, they're not going to know what to do. And then you're not going to be pleased. And they're going to be emotionally unpleased because they don't know what you want. So, and you don't know what you want. So to make the bedroom, I think, better, the bedroom intercourse, sexual moments, fun times, better for both people, I think each person does need to explore their own body to figure out what they do like. So anyway, that's a very straightforward answer, and I never thought I would be talking about masturbation on the internet. But this just, what are we in, 2021? This has been a whole new year for me. So we're just exploring and trying new things.
I thought that was an educated answer. I thought that was good. And not, I don't actually think that was like X-rated. I feel like that was very scientific anyway. But now more to less scientific. Were you nervous about quote unquote fun time for the first time with a girl? Yes and no. So I think I was more excited than anything else. I was, I knew it was going to happen. It was planned to happen. And so I was nervous about the whole thing, but just a little bit. I was more like just super excited, not like, oh, we didn't have sex, but just like, I was more just like, finally, I think that's what it is. It was just like, this is great. And I knew that once I started, I would just naturally know what to do. I definitely didn't overthink it. I wasn't like trying to study up or like freaking out that I wouldn't know what to do. I don't know. Communication is key. And I just kind of went in being like, okay, I'm just going to figure it out and go as I do. So I was a little nervous, I guess, if I really tried to think about it, but I was trying to just not think about it and just go with the flow and figure it out as I went. And I feel that I am competent in those areas, even though I hadn't been with a woman before. To me, it's not rocket science. I'm a woman. So I know everybody is different. And I know my dog is barking. I know how to ask questions. I know how to communicate. Hey, Blazefer. Enough. So I wasn't nervous going into it. I was just like excited. And yeah, I was just like excited. I was like, this is fun. And I like this chick. And I'm excited to do this. And this is going to be great. And it was great. And I definitely am gay. So there's that. I wasn't, yeah. Because she asked me later. She's like, were you nervous? I was like, not really. Just more excited and just like happy. And Blaze, you stop barking. So I don't know. Just kind of going with confidence and go with the flow. Don't overthink it. When you overthink it is when you get clumsy. Just smooth and confident and just communicate. And I just kind of knew that. Yeah. That's all. Now that makes sense because I'm gay moments from the past. Yes. All those girl crushes I had in high school were just crushes. My friend Kelly Six and I, she is straight. She's, I don't know how she identifies, but she's married to a man and we were never attracted to each other. But we always talked about in high school, we were both like, we're straight. And in high school, we would talk about how we would have girl crushes, where there'd be a girl in school that would just be like, she's really pretty and I want to be friends with her. And we were just like, that's just a girl crush. It's totally normal. We're not gay. We don't have a crush on her. It's just a girl crush. I very much had crushes. There were many girls that I was like, yes. I lied to myself and I chalked it up to something else and that was it. But yeah, looking back, I definitely had a crush on Megan Fox. I definitely had a crush on Angelina Jolie. I just realizing all the people I actually had crushes on. And yeah, like my whole life was, oh yeah, because I'm gay. And I didn't know. And now I know and it makes sense. Everything makes sense now. Before I talk about more aha moments, I'm realizing I need to check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Skims is our sponsor for today. I know that finding the perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. I've had problems with it, whether it's the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist and you can find it at Skims. From cropped silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. I've been wearing Skims for almost a year now and I just now tried another one of their t-shirts and I cannot stress this enough. It is the softest t-shirt I have ever owned. Or touched. Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I love wearing my boyfriend t-shirt in Onyx that I got from Skims. I grab it every time I want to wear something casual, but also I can dress it up for a night out and I absolutely love it. So if you want to, and you should, shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
It is. I always forget. It's really easy for me to just talk and talk and talk. I'm always like, how am I going to do a podcast by myself? I have to keep talking. I love talking. I'm going to try and sip my tea. It's a good temperature. That's a good temperature tea. Congrats to me for making good tea. I'm trying to think of more aha moments. Yeah, I'm just realizing that all my like girl crushes were actual crushes, and why it was so easy for me to get over guys. And, you know, why I wasn't like sexually turned on for many years. It's because I shut it all down so that I, yes. Yeah, it was a lot. But mainly the crushes I realized were crushes. And yeah, and the why it was so easy for me to be friends with guys and not want to have sex with them. And why it was really easy for me to not have sex till I was 22. Because I didn't want to. Okay. Moving on. This isn't an X-rated thing. Any advice for someone in their 20s? I'll take anything, LOL. Well, yes, I do have advice. And mine is very adult advice. Start building your credit now. You're gonna be thankful in your 30s when you've started building credit in your 20. Have a credit card, pay it off. Avoid interest as much as humanly possible. Do not spend money you do not have. And that is easier said than done. I know that's a privileged statement, but like, because obviously sometimes you got to treat yourself, sometimes you have to pay your bills, whatever. But if you can, try your hardest not to. Don't blow all your money on Christmas. Don't blow all your money on like a night out or whatever. But I understand that that's easier said than done. But my main thing is build your credit now. That's open a credit card and just do one purchase a month and then pay it off immediately. Start building your credit. It is this stupid in America. I don't know if credit's everywhere, but I know in America, you have to have good credit to purchase a car, to purchase a house, to get approved for certain things like DirecTV. You have to have good credit to get DirecTV. Also, don't open a lot of credit cards. You just need one. I know you might get $500 cash back or whatever. Don't do it. Every time you open a credit card, it dings your credit. Every time you close a credit card, it dings your credit. You get one credit card, you keep it, never cancel it, barely use it, always pay it off, and you'll coast. Any other advice? Yeah, in your 20s, it's okay if you don't have life figured out. You have the abilities to figure it out, but it's okay if you don't. It's insane that at 18, we're supposed to just go off to college and know what we want to do for the rest of our lives, with the rest of our lives, and start and spend thousands of dollars preparing ourselves for a career that we had to decide if we wanted at 18. That is so stupid. Also, trade schools are awesome. Don't think you have to go spend all your money at a university or whatever. You can go to a trade school if that's what you want to do. But in your 20s, if you're like, I don't have it figured out, that's okay. That's fine. Try and start saving your money. Like, you can at least prepare for when you do have things figured out. Start building your credit. Start saving your money. You know, have a good job. Just get a job. So you have a consistent flow of income so that when you do one day go, oh my God, I realize what I want to do with my life, you have the money to either start it or go back to school or do whatever you want, or go to school for the first time. I don't think we should have to go to school at 18, like college at 18. I feel like we should be given the grace period to figure it all out. Also, whatever you do in your 20s will amaze people. Like, if you achieve something, they're going to think it's the greatest thing ever. But I'm saying you don't have to have it figured out, but prepare yourself for when you do. Start building your credit. Start saving your money. Start surrounding yourself with good, motivated, successful people, and not really the people that are like Debbie Downers. And is that an offensive term to Debbies everywhere? But don't surround yourself with people who are going to just keep you stuck or just don't have any motivation. Surround yourself with the people you want to be. And then one day you'll figure it out and you'll have the abilities to go achieve your dreams. So
there's that. Okay. I think that was pretty good advice. I'm going to toot my own horn there. That was great. This is just a picture of Blaze's butt. I was screenshotting things. I forgot I took a picture of his butt. All right. We only have about two more things. So before we move on, let's check to see if we have any more sponsors for today. Sponsor, sponsor.
Home Chef. Home Chef is our sponsor for today. I personally always love to talk about what we should have for dinner. But then, like most people, that question turns daunting. And inevitably, we always end up ordering takeout because we take so long to figure out what we want to eat that by the time we figure it out, it's too late to start cooking. And even when you order food, it never is super satisfying. And it wastes so much money. So if you'd rather have a home-cooked meal without the dread of the what should we have for dinner question and planning ahead and going grocery shopping, then Home Chef is the perfect answer for you because they make it easy and they save you money. They do this while still having fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes delivered right to your doorstep. It couldn't get easier than that. And they have multiple options, whether you prefer a classic meal kit with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, or speedy, really quick recipes for less than 30 minutes. There are oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients or microwavable meals that assemble in minutes, which is usually my go-to. They have you and your whole family covered. And if you're like me and have a particular dietary need, don't worry. They have 30 options a week that serve different dietary needs, so you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. And for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus a free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/Rachel. That's homechef.com/Rachel for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/Rachel. You must be an active subscriber to receive the free dessert, but that's for life.
All right. Someone asked if I want another big dog. No, that's another thing. Here's some life advice. Big dogs are hard, not because of their personalities, but because it's hard to travel with them. It's hard to get people to take care of them. They take up a lot of space. They eat a lot of food. I love my dogs. And I love cuddling them. I love big dogs. But now having a little dog in my life, I realize how much easier they are. I'm still obsessed with my boys and obsessed with big dogs. Every time I see a big dog, my heart is so happy. But I told my girlfriend and I told Joy, I think these are my last two big dogs until I'm like 50 and settled in a house. So it's so hard to travel. It's so hard to just, they make life a little more difficult. And I love my boys, freaking love them. But they do add a little more difficulty to my life. And also if they act out, it's scarier. Not like they're not doing anything, but like if they like get super hyper around company, the company gets all freaked out because I've got giant dogs. So everyone's like kind of hesitant walking in and that's not fun. And then they see a little dog and they're like, oh my goodness, let me pick her up. So no more big dogs for me. That's a personal question. That's just a nice personal question. All right, that's a photo of myself. And then the last question here, a lot of people ask me like, are you distancing yourself from your family? Why do you hate your family? Blah, blah, blah. And then someone asked a question that I much rather answer because I think they're understanding my life. Is it hard to balance family time and friend time because the quarantine your family requires? Thank you for asking that question in a way that shows you understand my life at the moment. I love my family and I'm not distancing myself from them. This is something that, it can be a touchy subject, and people think they know everything and have insight in on our lives. They don't. The amount of times I've hung out with Colleen when she was pregnant with the twins and we just never told the internet because it was our time together and we just didn't feel the need to vlog it or whatever. There were so many times I'd go and just sit in her front yard and talk with masks on, or I would quarantine with my girlfriend for a few days and then go visit and say hi. I helped her decorate for Halloween. I helped her decorate for Christmas. We did things and we just didn't always vlog it. And it is hard though, because now I live with my girlfriend and right now her brother's living with us and he has a job and she works and we have a social life and all her family lives in this town. So they want to come over and see us. And so it's hard to, I live with two other people. So if I want to quarantine to see my family, I have to also make them quarantine. And they're happy to do it. And that's, they're always like, of course, but it is always stressful trying to figure it out. And I can't ask them to do it every week. They have their own, they're their own humans. They have their own lives. And their whole family, like their parents were in town for like 2 months. And then they had to go back east to their own house. And so we were trying to see them as much as possible because they were only here for 2 months. And then when my sister was pregnant and then when her baby was in the NICU, we couldn't even have a cold. We couldn't have had a cold for the last 2 weeks to see her because we didn't want her to catch anything. It wasn't even just COVID. We were COVID safe. We were just like, it's flu season. It's cold season. People catch colds. We can have colds. We can have viruses in our bodies that are just chilling for years. And then once our immune system weakens, it can attack us and we get a cold. We didn't do anything. We didn't catch it anywhere. It's just chilling in us. So it's been really hard to balance seeing my family and have the life I do now. Before it was really easy. I lived at my house down the street from my sister. My ex didn't ever leave the house because he didn't have a job or a life. And then I just had my dogs and I was quarantined. I was in quarantine pod with my family and I'd go see them every day. But now I'm not. And it is really hard because while the rules are a little more lax because we're all vaccinated, I have to have a very conscious effort and make the people around me have a conscious effort, which is hard because they're their own adults, to see them. So starting in the new year, we all talked about, because the people in my life really care about me and care about me seeing my family. We talked about how we're all going to make an effort so I can go see my family once a month. And obviously that is not as much as I used to see them at all, but that's just the reality of the situation right now. If COVID wasn't a thing, I'd see my family every week. It is genuinely just COVID that makes it so I can't see them all the time because I'm living a different life where I am now and who I'm with now. And I'm running out of room on my SD card. 1 second. Anyway, so as I was saying, if COVID wasn't a thing, I would still see my family every week. It's just harder and harder with quarantine and there's so many babies and pregnant people. Well, there's no pregnant people anymore. It's just babies. And we have to keep everyone safe. So I can't catch a sore throat, a sniffle, anything that I could give any of them. And that's just it. And I have other people in my life now. And so I still talk to my family constantly. My mom and I text every single day. Colleen and I FaceTime. It seems distant from the internet's point of view because when we are together, we don't always vlog it. And you guys don't see our FaceTimes, our phone calls, our text messages. You also don't really see like the whole orchestration of having to go see them, not having, the whole orchestration of what I have to do to see them. And so that's just it. I'm not getting more distant from my family. Physically, I see them less, but that's it. And next year, because no one's pregnant or in the NICU, the rules before I see them aren't as strong. So I will be able to see them every month. And that's just the plan. But it is hard to quarantine for a week to see them for a few hours at a dinner. And yeah, because it's not just me. I have other people in my life now and they have lives outside of me. So there's that. I don't know. But you guys can have your opinions, but you don't truly know the insides of our lives and what we're dealing with and going through. So that's all. That's it. All right. I was only planning on this being 30 minutes long and it was 30 minutes long. I hope you guys were entertained. I'm gonna drink a little more tea. I hope you were entertained. It was fun for me. I always forget I can talk endlessly and endlessly and endlessly. But I'm going to have, I think, Joy on next week. And Brother Bear loved it. So I'm going to have like my friends that have already been on be more consistent guests. I do want to try and get Colleen and Eric on, but they're really busy. They have 3 kids. So I don't know if I will be able to get them to do an episode in the next few days while I am able to see them. But we'll see. We'll see. But thank you for joining me today. I hope you guys have a very Merry Christmas. And a happy new year. I will see you. Hold on. When is it? I'm going to look at my calendar. I'm going to see you on the 5th. And then All Things Internet will be on the 27th. And then All Things Internet will take a week break and start up revamped, re-good, on the 10th. So those are my podcast details. Man, but I am vlogging. I'm on my main channel. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm on all the things. I love you guys, though. Thanks for joining me today. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. I appreciate you. I know this was a little different than I normally do, but it's my podcast. I can do what I want. Shoot. You can't control me. You can't control me, but you can. Okay. All right. That's it. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you can find the uncensored version of me, Rachel Ballinger. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please like, subscribe, or follow, or do whatever this platform tells you to do so that you can get notified every time I post a new episode. Love ya!
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.